Paul Dresser is again in the spotlight 100 years after reaping the posthumous honor of having written Indiana State Song. In a year that Terre Haute has dedicated to the celebration of life in a river city, there's been a campaign to raise funds for a monument in honor of the man who wrote On the Banks of the Wabash, Far Away. And the last surviving members of Dresser's family have lent their talents to the effort. WFIU's John Bailey pays a visit to Terre Haute to learn more about a source of civic, historical, family, and artistic pride.
On a Thursday night in June, scores of arts patrons gather at the Apple Club of Terre Haute to honor a Wabash Valley native whom no one in the room will ever meet.
Welcome, everyone. May I have your attention, please?
The man of the hour has been gone since 1906, but his cultural impact is still felt by many in Terre Haute and beyond. He's Paul Dresser, and at the turn of the 20th century, he was among America's best-known songwriters. The sheet music for his most popular song, On the Banks of the Wabash, Far Away, landed on the desk stands of millions of families' pianos. In its era, only Stephen Foster's Swanee River outsold it. In 1913, it was named Indiana's state song. A half century later, the house where he was born was moved from its neighborhood to Fairbanks Park along the Wabash River. And now, after another half century, an effort to construct a permanent monument to Paul Dresser has placed the spotlight on his final surviving descendants, including Teddy Dreiser Goddard.
I'm his grandniece. He was the eldest of the 13 Dreiser children. The two youngest were Theodore and then my grandfather, Edward, who was my mother's father. And my son is Paul Dreiser Andrews. He's the last in our line of the family.
And even though I'm the last in line, let's just say, but I feel honored, privileged to be here. Just be here with my mom like this and my folks, and this is just one of my best days ever.
On this day, Paul Dreiser Andrews' role is that of technical director at the Apple Club. He's there to make the couple on stage look and sound their best. The couple is his mother, Teddy, and his stepfather, Joel Goddard. She is a Juilliard-trained singer and dancer whose stage work has ranged from Shakespeare to light opera to cabaret. He is a broadcast veteran whose voice was heard for years on NBC's Dateline and Late Night with Conan O'Brien. Together, Teddy and Joel Goddard are performing A Song for Indiana, written by Teddy, drawing on the songs of Paul Dresser and vivid recollections from Dresser's brother, the author Theodore Dreiser.
Imagine, if you can, a man weighing all of 300 pounds, and yet of so lifesome a build that he gave not the least sense of either undue weight or lethargy. His temperament, always ebullient and radiant, presented him as a clever, eager, cheerful, emotional, and always highly illusioned person, with soul collie-like a warmth.
The performance is a benefit for Art Spaces, an organization that has worked in the last 6 years to revitalize Terre Haute by placing more than a dozen sculptures around town. Mary Kramer is the executive director. She has been spearheading an effort, now about three quarters complete, to raise $85,000 to erect a sculpture in Paul Dresser's honor. Art Spaces has staked out a space for it in Fairbanks Park on the banks of the Wabash. A project, Kramer says, befitting not only Dresser's legacy, but also this year's community-wide initiative called 2013 Year of the River.
What's happening right now, I think, is a resurgence of interest in the river and caring for it, in having it be a part of our lives, and reconnecting with it as a city. The evening and the project, Paul Dresser, really play a role in that, and I think will be a long-lasting way that we stay connected to the river.
Art Spaces has issued an RFQ, or Request for Qualifications, a call for artists to design and build the Dresser sculpture. If recent history holds, then more than 100 entries will have arrived by the deadline this week. Art Spaces expects to narrow the applicant list down to between 3 and 5. Then, after a round of interviews and proposals, choose an artist this fall, with an eye toward a public unveiling next summer. Kramer says the sculpture will be a destination site for posterity.
That's what artists want when they make work. They want the work to outlive them. And you never know, you don't always know in your lifetime if that's going to happen. So I actually found myself thinking about what he would think of this evening, and I think he would have been very proud to know that his music is still around 100 years later and still cherished by the state as its state song.
Joel and Teddy Dreiser Goddard say preparing for the evening's presentation has immersed them in Dresser's larger-than-life personality.
Paul would have wanted to have a drink with everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Probably would have bought drinks for the house, wouldn't he?
I think he would. His spirit lives on. It lives on in me and in Paul, and it lives on in Joel, too. He's been with us every step of the way.
Dresser's family and the Terre Haute arts community are working to ensure that visitors to the banks of the Wabash, from near or far away, can glimpse a bit of that spirit for generations to come. For WFIU Arts, I'm John Bailey.
Round my Indiana homestead, wave the cornfields. In the distance loom the woodlands, clear and cool. Oftentimes my thoughts revert to scenes of childhood, where I first received my lessons, nature school. But one thing there is missing in the picture. Without her face, it seems so incomplete. I long to see my mother in the doorway as she stood